Because he enjoys the sunshine of Arizona here on this. I know. It's brutal, isn't it? He picked a good week to go. He did.
Yes, he did.
But we're joined by Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce President Candy Westbrook. Candy, good to see you. How are you?
Hi. Doing good. Good. Yeah, I would love to trade spots with him right now, but that's okay.
No kidding.
Actually, I wouldn't because I'm really excited. This is a good week for me.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's a good week. Friday is our annual dinner, so we're just a couple days away. Super excited about it. Next week, I will come in and I will share all the winners because that's the big exciting part of the night is that we get to give out wonderful awards to the wonderful, amazing, great businesses in our community. So we did, just FYI, if anybody's listening, we just had a cancellation and so we have a few tickets left. So it was sold out. We have 315 people, I think, coming. So good crowd. But yes, we did have a couple openings. So if you want today, call me and I'll get you in and you'll be a part of the fun.
And I know you mentioned a couple weeks ago, but this isn't your typical, sit there, be bored all night kind of banquet. This is going to be a ton of fun.
I always tell everybody, it's not your rubber chicken, sit there, bored banquet. So we like to have fun. We have games. We have a guest speaker who is a comedian, and he's going to be hilarious and fun. And then our dessert dash, that's our very popular event of the night, and that gets the crowd going. And so, yeah, it's fun, and I know we have really good menu items this year.
Oh.
We have a signature cocktail. I mean, it's all fun, good night. So, yeah, and we dress up because for some of us, this is our only excuse to get to have a dress on.
Right.
So we're excited about that.
This might be the one night of the year I regret being a sports broadcaster.
Oh, I know. I'm so sorry, guys. Oh.
Can we move the games up to the afternoon, please? I'm about to call Fredonia High School and be like, 4 p.m. tip-off, please.
Yeah, no. We'll have you come out to maybe Brewfest.
There you go. There you go.
Night, so.
We'll make up for it for sure.
Yeah. Okay, a few other things. First of all, I was at the commission meeting last night, and I would challenge everybody in the community, get online and listen in or come in person. But I'm excited about the direction our city and commission are going, and the meetings are really informative and just a way to get involved and know what's happening in your community. So it was a great night last night. All right. Another kudos. I want to congratulate the Field Kinley High School men's basketball team. They brought home the championship tournament. So that's exciting, and we look forward to seeing what's next for them. So are they playing Friday? Is that one of the games?
They are playing Friday against Labette. It'll be their first game since that tournament. But they went to that tournament as the 4 seed. So they had to beat the 1 seed and the 3 seed to win.
Yeah, I know. Yep. This is good stuff. I'm excited. So some other good stuff. Nominations are now open for the 2024 Hall of Fame class at the Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. The Hall of Fame recognizes medical professionals who have made significant contributions to advancing healthcare in our region. And you can find those nomination forms on their website. Some other good things. Positive news. I don't have a lot today, but what I do have is all positive. I'm very excited. So our CCC, Coffeyville Community College, Columbus Technical Campus became a partner with the Dylan Meyer Get Busy Living Foundation and the Dream Big Little One Association. So these three groups all came together on a project to craft and deliver beds for children that are facing hardships. So I love this. You guys probably did a story on it. Maybe
we might have.
I don't know for sure. But it was. If you haven't, you should.
Yes,
because
I agree.
It's such a good story that you bring together groups and do something to help the community. And so I loved seeing that.
100%.
It's also in our newsletter. So if you guys didn't do a story, let me know.
Yeah,
I'll send you my newsletter.
We'll figure that out.
So good news from Sunflower Soda Shop. They have new baked goods. I know they shared a picture of a whole bunch of different stuff they're doing, but one of them was those buttery, flaky croissants. Yum, they looked so good. So check out their Facebook page. They showed all the different things that they're bringing out over the next few weeks, and then they're going to do a special contest soon. Another highlight on Valentine's Day, last week I shared one, and today I'm sharing about Stevens Trophies. They had all kinds of Valentine embroidery options, like towels and sweatshirts and you name it. So if you're looking for some gift ideas, that'll be another good one for Valentine's, which, like, 3 weeks away?
Three weeks away.
Quick.
Yep.
I know.
Crazy.
I think we're just so stuck in the cold weather that we're not even thinking about, stuff
like
that.
I know.
But it's just around the corner. Grand Villas Assisted Living is seeking volunteers to come speak or entertain their residents. I love they used to do this a lot pre-COVID, and then they kind of had to stop for a couple of years, but they're bringing that all back. They love having engaging people come in and talk to the residents. I mean, those residents love to hear from the community. So if you want to sing or dance or to share history, anything you can do, you can come one time or you can come on a regular basis. So just come and be part of the fun at Grand Villa. Contact Kelsey, and her number is 251-0214. That number is 251-0214. So I had to share something that was a story that was in our newsletter that kind of made me like panic for a little bit. This year, there's double, and I'm going to say the word wrong. Is it cicadas? Is that how you?
Cicadas.
Cicadas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So every year we hear our region, oh, they're so loud. They come out.
Oh,
you
man.
See them everywhere. Well, this year, it's not normal. They're having a double batch. Like
wow.
Two different families, I guess, or broods is what they call them, are going to be hatching at the same time. So we're going to have double the symphony this year, everybody. So be prepared for that.
I was going to say, maybe invest in some noise-canceling
yes,
headphones.
I know. Oh, it's going to be crazy. Okay, just a few events, not a lot on the calendar right now. Hopefully, as we get warmer, we'll see more and more events. But, of course, a chamber dinner. I do want to thank our sponsors that are going to help make this an awesome night. We have several of them, but I'm just going to thank three of our big ones, Atmos, Community State Bank, and Commercial Bank. So kudos to them. February 6th, there's a guest speaker from K-State who's going to speak on radon and knowing your risks. I didn't realize this, but 1 in 4 Kansas homes test high for radon in their home. So they're going to talk a little bit about what to look for, the signs, knowing what your risks are. And that is going to be at Grace Fellowship Church. And you do have to RSVP. February 7th, the next day, is our business over breakfast. And we've got great updates coming. Coffeeville Regional Medical Center is coming to give an update on their new clinic that they're working on. Rick Whitson from Montgomery County Emergency Services. And Chris Williams from the Montgomery County Sheriff Department. So, a lot of good speakers.
Yeah.
I'd love to have the community come out. Again, that's February 7th. And that is at the Best Western. Okay, just a couple other things in February that I know of. The 10th is the CCC Chocolate Serenade. So you get music and chocolate, and it's a fundraiser.
Can't go wrong there.
I know, yum. And then the 10th is also the Ambassador Trivia Night.
Mm-hmm.
So this time it will be at the Yoke. So they're signing up teams now for that. Always a fun night for sure. I'm sure there's probably other things out there. So if your group or organization has an event coming up in February, let me know so I can put that on the calendar. But two quick items just to save the day that's in March. One is March 2nd, USD 445 is going to have their annual NATO Fest.
Mm.
So it's a full day. They have speakers and activities and games. So more details to come. And then Farm and Home Show.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I can't
how
believe
close
it's already
is.
Coming up.
I know. I just saw the first flyer for it the other day, and I was like, oh my goodness.
It's here.
I know.
So, still early enough. So, I know right now you all are just trying to find businesses that want to have a booth. So, hey, this is a great chance to get in front of hundreds of people, promote your business, and get out there in the community. So, call the radio station, get signed up for that.
No doubt
yeah,
about it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping this year they let me race the lawnmowers. I asked last year and they said they'd think about it. And
they
this year I'm hoping they'll finally let me do it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. No, it's good. There's so much shopping and fun to do. And then you guys have food trucks
yep.
as well. And so it's a good day. I'm looking forward to that. So, yeah, I didn't have a ton. Like I said, it was a kind of a quick day where, like I said, buckle down to get ready for the annual awards
yep.
on Friday. But other than that, I will be back next week with a lot more information.
Yeah, sounds
so.
Great. And like you said, short update, but always good when it's all good news.
It's
so,
all good stuff.
Absolutely. We look forward to the chamber dinner. I know that a large number of our staff are going, and I know I heard nothing but good things last year, and I'm sure I'll hear nothing but good things this year.
Yeah.
So
see, maybe that'll be something that throughout the year, whoever the employee of the year gets to make sure they get to go. You guys have some kind of contest.
I was going to say, maybe next year what we'll have to do is pull straws out of a hat, and whoever gets the shortest straw gets to go, gets the night off and gets to go.
Oh, yeah.
But Candy Westbrook, Coffeyville Chamber President, good enough to join us this morning. Candy, always appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Alrighty, thank you.
Absolutely. We have much more coming up here on the Mighty 690. Don't go anywhere.